Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Suzanne Klaproth, who's director of Domatex. Suzanne, how you doing?
Thanks. I'm fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you. I have been going to Domatex for 8 years in a row, and I wanted to do this interview because now is the time to make travel arrangements to go to the show. For those that don't know, Domatex in Hanover, Germany, is the largest international floor covering show in the world. There is a Domatex Asia that has about the same amount of attendance, but it's more of a regional show. I've been to both shows. And at your show, there are people from all over the world, including Asia. And the show covers all types of floor covering. I mean, LVT, laminate, carpet, rugs, resilient, hardwood. It's a massive show. This year, it's January 17th through the 20th, which is a Saturday through a Tuesday. Did I miss anything?
No, everything's right. I just would like to add that we have also a huge program of handmade carpets and rugs.
That's right. Actually, you have, I think, three whole buildings. And for those people that haven't gone to the show, the fairgrounds there are massive. I think there's a total of about 30 buildings, but just for this show, you use about half of them, don't you?
Yes, indeed. We have 12 halls are used for Domatex Hanover. This means, just to name some figures, we expect about 1,300 exhibitors and on a net space about 84,000 square meters.
Mm-hmm. And last year, I believe you had 45,000 visitors. Is that right?
Exactly. We have 45,000 visitors and about 60% are coming from outside Germany. So it's a very international show. Buyers and decision makers from all over the world come to the show who are working in the carpet and floor covering business to see the latest trends, products, and to see new suppliers.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you do that I think draws people from all over the world, you have special programs. Like, take, for instance, you have an area that you call object. We call that contract in this area. And so you have a whole program around the commercial side of flooring. Some of the USA exhibitors that go every year go because of the audience that comes to see the commercial side of the business, which is, I think we have Mannington Commercial comes every year, Maslin, a division of Dixie, comes every year, I think BOLYU of America, the BOLYU division, goes every year. One other thing I'd like to point out, I think the reason that a lot of people go to Germany, it's an easy country to get to. I know for a fact from talking to some of the USA exhibitors that go there, they can see people from some countries which are hard to travel into because of the visa requirements. Is that right?
Exactly what you mentioned. A lot of all our international exhibitors, they love to meet all their international clients. Some, they say they meet them just once a year here in Hanover during the show. Mm-hmm. So it's also very helpful to concentrate the complete industry, the retail, and the contract market only during 4 days here in Hanover. And the exhibitor love the idea to meet also architects and interior designers, because it's a very essential part of for any kind of floor covering. And what we try to do, we do a lot of communication, visitor promotion. Nearly in every country of the world, we have sales partners in more than 60 countries around the globe who support us in promoting Domatex and inviting the buyers and decision makers.
Now, one of the things you started, I believe last year was the first year, and it was very interesting. I spent a lot of time in this area. You devoted about a third or a fourth of a building to it. There's this Innovations at Domatex. Talk about that, if you would.
Yes, it's very interesting, and we are very excited because we started for the last show, Domatex 2014. We know that most of the visitors coming to a show, they're interested in seeing new trends and new products and to see what's new, what's important for their business for the forthcoming year. So we said we try to support, on one hand, the exhibitors, but also the visitors, to collect the latest products of all our exhibitors who come to the show. And we invite them to inform us about their new product development, about the new collection. And then we have a jury, and the jury, they met here in Hanover on Tuesday this week, and they selected what they call the best of the best. So they collected some products which they said a visitor coming to the show has to see these products to see what's going on in the market.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting, and we integrate different product groups. For example, this is parquet and laminate. This is the textile and resilient flooring, but also accessories, any kind of tools and adhesives and so on. because there's also a strong development and there are a lot of new products on the market.
Now, let me point out something that I noticed when I was there. You passed right over it, but I want to put emphasis on it. You know, some trade shows that are out there, if you're an exhibitor and if you'll pay a little bit more money, they'll put your product in another area and they'll call it a new product area, something like that. And that's not what this is at all. There are judges. And so products are submitted and judges decide whether or not these are innovations. So this is not something that you just pay an extra fee for and then your products are on display.
No, this is an extra service because it's free of charge. And we have experts because we as a trade show organizer, we are not the expert in floor covering business.
Right.
And so we have architects, interior designers, retailers, craftsmen, and all those people who are working with the floor coverings. They are the right persons to select which is really new and which product deserves to get a special presentation within the show.
Yeah. Now, without spending too much time on this, Suzanne, do me a favor too. I know you have some pretty acclaimed speakers that are architects from around the world. Is that correct?
This is right. Every year we invite some international, well-renowned architects for a speech or for discussions. And this year, for example, this will be an architect and designer from the UK, Russ Lovegrove. I think he might be also very popular in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an Italian designer, Roberto Palombo, who are in charge of designing especially furniture, but also interior design. And for them, it was also very interesting because they said also carpets and floor coverings, it's a very important part of interior design. And we'd like to get even more information and be part of the community. So we are very excited to have those special guests, but also some other architects from Europe with us, talking about their latest projects, but also talking about the importance of floor covering for their projects.
Yeah. Now, one other thing I'd like to point out is that for those people who are thinking about going to this show and know that a international airline ticket is probably going to be, you know, $1,500 or so, I want to point out that you certainly can maximize the benefit of this trip because Heimtex is in Frankfurt a few days before the show, and then there's a furniture show in Cologne a few days after the show. So you can go and get three shows for the price of one ticket. Isn't that right?
Exactly, and that's an argument we also would like to stress, especially for the visitors traveling, for example, from the U.S. or from Far East, because if they're in the interior design business,
mm-hmm.
you can visit three of the most important trade shows for the special sections within one trip in Germany. And Frankfurt, Cologne, and Hanover, it's not a long distance. It's a maybe two-hour trip by train, so it's very easily to reach all the shows.
And one little thing I'd like to point out, when I worked that show, Hanover, Germany, it's a great little kind of almost an antique city. It's very nice to stay downtown. There's a free train that runs every 10 minutes out to the showgrounds. It's very easy to attend the show. You don't have to speak German to see the show, do you?
No. We are, let's say, one of the main capitals for shows in the world. So also the city of Hanover, they're used to all the international clients. All the guests are very, very welcome. And I think you're completely right. It's very easy not only to travel to Hanover, but very nice restaurants. So they will love to come to Hanover.
Yeah. One last thing. I want to point out that there is a Domatex office in the U.S. If you want help with travel arrangements, you can call Noel Hoekstra at 773-796-4250, and she can help you get travel arrangements, right?
Exactly. She's our colleague with the office based in Chicago, and they are very familiar with all the travel arrangements and any information or questions the potential visitors might have. So my colleague would be very pleased to assist you in any way.
All right, Suzanne, it's great to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you in January. Again, been talking to Suzanne Klaproth, who's director of Domatex from Hanover, Germany, and you've been listening to Kemphar and Floridelli.net.